Hello and welcome to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach PE in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade, and I have large groups. Today, I want to talk about begging, borrowing, or stealing equipment. It sounds harsh, but I promise it's not that bad. So have you ever seen some of the crazy expensive stuff out there? I mean, like either in the catalogs of your favorite equipment magazine or just online, and you're like, there's just no way. How are we ever going to do this? How are we ever going to make this work? It looks really cool, looks really fun, but I don't have that kind of budget. There's just no way. Here's how you can do it without breaking the bank. Let's go. All right, everybody. So the first one is not as fun as the last one, but the first one is beg. Let's go with beg. So to get equipment, if you don't have any, you could always beg. And I don't mean stand on the street corner and beg for money. Let's not do that. But you could ask local places for things. And I've talked about this in the recent episodes, but you know, ask for the tennis balls. Ask for any equipment they have left over. You could ask any parents if they have cell phones available that they don't use anymore for downloading apps, as long as they clear everything out. You can make that into, like, if you're doing a sport ed unit like I do, extra cameras for kids doing media, the media jobs. So, you know, ask your PTO if they have any money available for things. You know, as long as you work with them and you're nice to them and you help them out, they will help you out, I'm sure. Because, you know, I volunteer a lot for the PTO functions. I help out with the music, or I help out with the being the DJ. I guess I said music, but music and dancing. I help set up, clean up, not everything, but every event. But, you know, I try to help them out, and I don't expect them to give me stuff back. But, you know, when I do go to them, then they can be like, well, yeah, you know, you see every kid in the school, and if this benefits the whole school, let's talk about it. So the PTO is great for that. You could ask the principal, obviously. I've asked the principal, my principal in the past for cup stacking, and my former principal, he, you know, orders a whole set for the school, like, you know, 30 cup stacks and some timers and things, which isn't like a ton, but it was a great way to start. And we've been adding to it ever since, just little by little. So, you know, asking my principal for to go to the PE Institute or to come here. I'm actually at the SHAPE National Convention right now in Tampa. You know, asking, or begging, I guess, if you have to. I've talked about grant writing. So, you don't beg when you write a grant, but that's just asking for stuff, asking for free stuff. And if it benefits all the kids in your school, you know, if it makes sense, and if people have the money or have the means, you know, they might, you know, give you the money or give you the stuff. You never know. So check with your local stores, check with, you know, anybody. All I can say is no. So number one is beg. All right. Number two is borrow. Now, this could be borrowing, like, literally, like, physically stuff, or just borrowing ideas. So the ways I've borrowed before is I've borrowed from other PE teachers, especially this one PE teacher, a friend of mine named Adam. He was my para for 2 years, and then he went on, and now he is a PE teacher at another school, so we share equipment all the time, actually, or a lot, let's just say. And so he'll borrow some equipment, I'll borrow some equipment, we'll just share things through our little, through the inner mail system, the pony, or whatever you want to call it. Or we'll just meet somewhere and be like, you know, here's my golf clubs in the trunk of my car, and he'll give me some stuff. And so you can literally borrow. You can borrow from other teachers in your school if they have something that, maybe just something small, like a bunch of puzzles, and you want to do like a relay race. You know, you can borrow those things from your, you know, you're the teachers in your school, or there's some, I don't know, Legos or building blocks or something you want to use, you know, make into a fitness game or something, some dice, and you need to borrow from them. I mean, they borrow from me all the time. So, you know, again, if you give, they might give back, hopefully. You know, it's just, if you're nice to them, they're nice, they should be nice to you, hopefully. So you never know. And then, of course, borrowing ideas, we'll talk about stealing a little bit, but borrowing ideas. Like, I'll give you an example of Justin Schleider gave me an idea for Schleider Ball, and you know, he put that out there to everybody, not just me, but we talked about that quite a bit. So I definitely give him credit for it. When I mean, nobody, my students, my kindergarten through fifth grade students don't know who he is, but you know, I tell them that I got this from another teacher, and I modified a little bit, and so we play Schleider Ball, you know. So those are ways to borrow, and that is number two. All right, my favorite one, steal. Now, don't literally steal anything. I don't want anybody to be like, well, Carney told me to steal stuff. I don't mean literally stealing. But one of my favorite books is called Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. And in it, he quotes Picasso. Now, I'm not positive this is an exact quote, but this is what it says in the book. Good artists copy, great artists steal. And it also talks about stealing everything, idea-wise. Just steal. Take things from the internet. Take things from, you know, anywhere you see something cool. I saw stuff today, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, that I want to steal. So anywhere you can steal things, and of course give credit, that is the best thing to do. Now, I have to steal. You don't understand. I have to steal. Doesn't that sound like a horrible thing to say? But a lot of these things are so expensive. It is ridiculous. You know, I want to think one of the first things I quote-unquote stole was Chook Ball. And we play, if you've been following me, we play Chook Ball. That's like our game. That's our thing. Especially fifth grade, we do our sport ed unit. Actually, the finale is coming up in a week. Actually, exactly a week from today when I'm recording this. And it is so exciting. But instead of buying the, I don't know, what was it, like $500 set for like one team or one class to play at a time? Not even, because I can't have 12 on 12 Chook Ball, so I got to break it up. So what I did was, originally especially, I got these cheaper, I got four like cheaper rebounders. And I think we paid $50 a rebounder for them. So it was like $200, which is still a lot. But if you bought the actual set, you know, it was like $400 or $500. So no, I don't have the official Chook Ball set, but we play Chook Ball, you know, pretty much the exact same way, and we use rebounders just like, you know, the real game. It's not perfect, but that's the way we play it. So, you know, Chook Ball is one of them. All right, another game I saw at actually it was Shape Florida a couple years ago is Sabaki Ball, and wow, we modified this. So in Sabaki Ball, if you've ever seen it, it's kind of like the rules of Chook Ball. It's very, very similar, and I'm not going to go into all the rules, but there are some differences. And instead of bouncing off a rebounder or scoring into a net, you basically can hit it looks like a pylon in the NFL, like a big pylon, and it's heavy too. And it's kind of it's almost like a pin, which is what I use. And you have to knock it over with the ball, which we modified. We use a gopher or gator skin ball from Gopher or whatever. And you're supposed to bank it off it looks like an L shape, like a wooden thing that it sits on. Now, we just use the rebounders from Chook Ball and a pin, and we made the same game. Or you can build, I'm sure, an L shape thing with, you know, a couple 2x4s or whatever. And it's the same thing. But, I mean, the actual game is like, I mean, last I looked, it was like $800 to $900 to buy this stuff. Like, we did it with zero money because we already had the rebounders and we already had the pins. So that is a way to steal on Sabaki Ball. Man, I hope these people don't come after me. So there's a guy who reached out for me from a game called Pool Ball. I think it's called Pool Ball. It's P-O-U-L Ball. And it's a relatively newer game. I think it's in U.S. Games catalog. And it's a guy created it in Europe. I think in France, actually. And he reached out to me and said, hey, you should try this game, you know, on Instagram or whatever. And I'm like, because it's $300. Now, I have a budget of $900. And yeah, I get some extra money here and there, like from different spirit nights and things like that. But you know, it's one of those games that looks fun, but it can only benefit a few kids at once. And so, you know, I just decided to do it a little differently. I actually haven't done it yet. But what I was thinking of doing is getting two tall cones. Actually, I think I'm going to use even like baseball tees and putting some dice on it And if they knock it off the dice with a gator skin ball, it depends on what number it rolls to. And then it's either points or exercise or negative points. And it's not exactly the same as that game, but that game looks really cool, but I can't afford it. So I'm taking the idea and stealing it. All right, talk about a couple more. So one is Breakout EDU. Now, I did not do this yet, and I really would like to do Breakout EDU. But, you know, it's semi-expensive. I don't know what it is now, but it was a good $150, something like that, per kit. All right, you can modify Breakout EDU by using like a tackle box, like a, almost like a fishing tackle box or something like that, real cheap, buying some locks. I mean, real cheap. You don't have to spend $150, $200 on these things. You can make your own. So Breakout EDU is one of them. Spike ball, especially if you, I mean, I have spike ball sets now, but before that, just a hula hoop and a kickball, you know, or a tennis ball. All right, the one I saw today was a game called Wicked Ball. And these people are really nice. I don't, when I say steal, I'm not trying to take their business away, but I just want to get it for my class. So honestly, I think they stole this game from Topple Ball, which is on the internet, has like a baseball tee and a ball on top of it, something like that, and like a big ball, or I'm not sure actually. Yeah, and then you have to knock over the, you have to try to knock that ball over by throwing it, like by passing around the batter, then the batter's trying to protect that ball with a baseball bat. And so I saw that online a long time ago. So we tried it and it works pretty well. It's hard to get a lot of, it's hard for like a big group, you know, so we had to separate the groups and things. So, you know, cause we don't want 12 on 12, we want like 5 on 5. And so a topple ball, I saw this today. As soon as I saw it, he said it's called wicket ball and it's a cross between cricket and baseball. And it's the same thing as topple ball. So they basically stole that. And then I'm just going to do the same thing. I mean, you know, I have the rules. It's kind of like that where, again, the runners, or the, in this case, it was three people defending the thing. And everybody else trying to pass it around and try to knock that off the tee, basically. It's a little different. And honestly, their product looks really cool. But, yeah, I'm going to modify it. Do my own thing. I have oversized baseball bats already, and I have a tee, and I have, you know, the ball, or I think I would put a big volleyball on top of it is what I did, or something like that. And you know, we modify it, we steal, that's what we do. And you know, again, I don't want to take business away from anybody, but I can't afford it, so until I can, this is what we do. So now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. So your tip of the day is, if you want to make a game happen in your school, don't let anything stop you. Make sure it's something you need, and if it is, and if it's your goals for your program, for your students, go for it. Stealing or modifying is the best, but obviously begging and borrowing works too, so just go for it. Don't let things stop you. I've seen too much of that online, like, oh, I don't have any money, I don't have anything, I can't do anything. Yes, you can. You can get it going if you really want to. Modify it, think about it, and do it. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you everybody for tuning in today. That is the episode Beg, Borrow, and Steal. One of my favorite episodes, actually, because I think it's important to be going outside the box, thinking outside the box to get the equipment you need. And so, as always, go to Supersize Phys Ed for updates, for newsletters, for videos, all that good stuff. You guys and girls are awesome. Take care, and here is a beat for you.